Hello. An hour. Today will be dedicated to the composer, filmmaker, acoustician, probably many other things, Adam Weisser. Adam Weisser was born and raised in Haifa, Israel. Is currently living in Berlin. By training an acoustician and physicist, but mainly a freelance musician and an independent filmmaker, whose music we'll be hearing on An Hour Today. And I'm very glad to have Adam with me in the studio today. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Fear. Thank you for having me here.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Yes, and organize actually a very, very nice studio for us, but that's beside the point. The first question that I'd like to ask you is that, as I've mentioned before, you, by training, are a physicist, are an acoustician, which is also related in some way to physics. But you are a musician, you're an active musician, you're an active filmmaker. Which of these things do you see yourself most related to? I mean, or do you see yourself doing all of these things together?
Well, it's a very hard question for me to answer, I guess, because I've always had the two ways in me. I've always developed both the scientific and the artistic things within me. So there was always a decision to make which one I'd rather put more energy into. Mm-hmm. And it was never really an easy decision to make. I generally feel that my heart is more with the arts, with music and filmmaking. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't undermine my other things, and at the moment I'm still in the middle and not completely sure where it is that I should be.
Right, so you haven't defined it for yourself as of yet.
No, I guess I'm trying to put off the definition.
Right. Well, I think it's a good thing to try and put off, because mainly what happens is that you are very prolific in all of these fields mentioned. So both a filmmaker, both music. Maybe something in acoustics. But I guess we should go straight to some of your works. And what we'll be hearing first is a collaboration of yours with Jonas Sigurdsson. I'm hoping I'm not completely defaming his name here.
No, that's true. Jonas Sigurdsson is an Icelandic drummer and singer.
Right.
Musician who recently had his first album issued in Iceland.
Okay, it's a local label in Iceland.
Yeah, true. Right. And self-recorded album, and we met in Denmark when we both used to live there, and we had a very very prolific collaboration. Although we didn't play a lot together, it was very good chemistry, and he drummed in a couple of my pieces. The first and the third pieces were. What you're going to hear is a re-recording of something that we improvised, and it's almost a one-to-one transcription, mm-hmm. and elaboration of the same thing. The second one we recorded originally for a film we made in 2003 in Denmark called Fresh Perspicacity.
And you say you made with Jonas, or did you make it yourself?
He was a cast member there.
Mm-hmm.
I did it with Naam Ali Sar and Therese Pender, mm-hmm. a few other people.
They wrote the film with you?
Yes.
Right.
And on the last track as well, Jody Gunny plays on the violin.
Nice. Okay, so let's start from there.
Thank you.
three tracks by Adam Weiser as a collaboration between yourself and Jonas Sigurdsson, who also plays the drums. Jody Gani plays the violin. One question that arises for me from listening to these tracks is that you said that this is an improvisation later notated. So I'm wondering how does that process work? Do you sit in a studio, improvise, and then record that? What exactly happens?
We just meet usually at my place where the instruments are and just record and keep the microphones on, recording all the time, just jamming basically.
Mm-hmm.
Later I would listen to the recordings and pick up some pieces that I like out of that. It usually works very well. Then out of the recording, I would just go through the recording and slowly transcribe it and maybe make some small corrections, and then relearn it, re-record it, and call Jonas, or the other way around. But but that's how it works.
Right.
So it's not a proper composing. Maybe it's more like a recapturing of an improvisation.
Mm. Well, proper. What is proper composing in that manner? But
hard to say.
Hard to say. Another question that I wanted to ask you is that you have a very fat sound from a combination of very few instruments. And one thing that I think we've not said is that you play an instrument, which is the harmonium, which was featured in the last three tracks.
Yeah.
Just a few words on that instrument, if you would like, for those who don't know what a harmonium is. It's not a...
Harmonium is... the Western harmonium, I should say. It's also called the reed organ.
Mm-hmm.
It's an outdated home organ with a similar sound to an accordion or some stops of a church organ.
Mm-hmm.
It's been driven by bellows, that the feet pump air into bellows that make the instrument sound. And there are a few stops that can change the way the instrument sound for the right hand, for the left hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a keyboard instrument with a similar technique to an organ at the church.
I see.
The range is pretty limited, five octaves. And the dynamics is very funny and non-linear because the way you pump air into the instrument.
And you, the player, yourself pump air into the instrument.
Yeah, yeah.
Whilst playing.
So it's completely manual.
Hmm.
And
takes a lot of coordination, I would say.
It's not so much. I guess you get used to it.
Right.
It's not so much coordination. I think in the old days, the idea was that you just pump air enough to make the dynamics very flat and constant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a way like walking. As soon as you get used to it, it's okay.
Right. So, but all of I've noticed that this whole over of music that we have here, almost all of it is on, actually barring some piano music, is all played on the harmonium. So this is an instrument out of default that you feel connected to just because it's something that's, well, let's say more practical to have in one's home than a piano? Or is there something that you really like about the harmonium?
Well, it's both. Right. I acquired it first time because I was looking for a piano and I stumbled across an old harmonium, which was it was practically for free.
Mm-hmm.
Because this instrument is so little used today, nobody really wants it. And I thought it's really cool. I really like the sound. I think I always had some kind of a dream as a kid to play the church organ, which I never really tried. So that was a very tempting compromise, and start playing this instrument and I forgot about the piano.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's go on. Next, I think we'll be hearing some music. What we'll be hearing, actually, music.
From This Is Not the Game. It's a soundtrack. Four pieces from the soundtrack of a movie I did with Sharon Israel.
All right, so this is a film that you've done with Sharon in Israel.
Sharon Israel.
I see, Sharon Israel in Israel. Israel, yes. I see.
In 2005, and these are four short, very short pieces that were composed for the film, for the soundtrack.
Is this film available somewhere online or maybe to buy? Or
not really, no.
Not really, no.
You can always contact me, but it was a more independent project, and we didn't really do anything with it.
Right, which reminds me that all of the information that we're talking about today, mainly players who've collaborated with you, or some people that you've worked with in general, will be found on the Khalas webpage where this program is posted. If any information, I'm assuming if any information is needed, or contact information will be available there? Or?
Yeah, of course.
Great. Okay, so let's listen to four pieces out of the film This Is Not the Game. From which year?
From 2005.
2005.
And it features, the soundtrack features Dotan Perlstein on the clarinet, and Yifat Milstein, violin, a couple of tracks, and one track, it's Jonathan Lev on the snare drum. I play the rest of the instruments.
Okay, enjoy. So music from the soundtrack, I should say, of This Is Not the Game. Four tracks. This just makes me wonder, do you write the music for all of your films? All of the films that you've made the soundtrack was always composed by you? Or?
I guess the first films were, I just mixed the soundtrack, but it wasn't my music, the first mm-hmm. couple of films.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I started writing the music myself or collaborated with some people.
And is this, you think, going to be the case from now on, or was this just a special case?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? No, okay.
I don't know.
Is there a difference between the music you write for films or the music that you write, which is let's say, concert music or not for a moving picture?
Well, of course, it has to match on some level. So mm-hmm. there is a program built into it, even though it might be hard for me to define in what level it works. But there should be some concept and some idea behind it, whereas improvisations are completely independent and unconditioned by moving images.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Another thing that I've noticed is that you have played, what was this here? A xylophone. It wasn't a vibraphone.
Yeah. I think it's two xylophones.
Two xylophones, I see.
Yeah.
So you're kind of a multi-instrumentalist. Is there any other, which brings me to the tracks that we're going to hear next, because I think there you play all of the instruments.
Right. I play, well, my original instrument was piano.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started the vibraphone,
mm-hmm.
Which means also xylophone.
Right.
Or I guess I started on a xylophone and then continued to the harmonium and drums later on.
Okay, so the next tracks that we're going to hear are tracks that you've done yourself. There's no collaboration involved. It's just recordings, and you play all of the instruments on these tracks, which are which instruments?
Harmonium, vibraphone, and drums.
And this is obviously something that you... I mean, what is the work technique around this? Because obviously not being able to play all of these things together, I would assume maybe you play with your legs or with the tip of your nose.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I would, the old school way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I use the tape. Yeah, the recording might be another invisible instrument because I would improvise.
Mm.
My harmonium bits go through the same process as I described before. I pick up pieces that I like and then play them back and improvise again and again with other instruments.
So it starts from the keyboard, basically. It starts from the harmonium.
Yeah, yeah. That gives the bulk of the substance of the piece.
Mm.
And the others are... more easily constructed into it later on.
All right. Well, is there a name for these tracks? Actually, we've named no names so far, yeah. which is peculiar.
Yeah, I guess I have some difficulties with naming tracks.
So they be basically
they have numbers. Usually.
They have numbers.
Yeah, I think the first one you're going to play has a name, and it's called High Expectations.
Okay.
And the second one is just plainly called Idea 6.
Idea 6. What were the names of the tracks that we heard before from the movie or the tracks that you did with Jonas? Was there anything that...
I don't think there was... There were no names, no.
Just right.
The second track was the intro theme from Fresh Perspicacity.
Okay. So what did we say? Great Expectations or...
High Expectations.
High Expectations, I see. And
it's beyond great, yeah.
It's beyond... And Idea 6.
Yeah.
All right. So here it is for you. High Expectations and Idea 6 by Adam Weiser. Thank you. Beautiful. Idea 6, that was the last track, and High Expectations by Adam Weiser. Something that makes me think immediately is, I just enjoyed the end of that last track so much, being a sucker for dance music, but it's very difficult for me to, apart from noting that your music is somewhat minimalistic and noting that you might have some influences like everybody else, it yeah. sounds quite your own style, and I'm wondering, influences, is there anything that you trace back to in your music? Is there anything that you're trying to sound like in your music? For instance, dance sounded very clear to me in that last track. Do you listen to dance music? Is that...
Yeah, amongst yeah. others, I listen to some dance music,
right.
different styles. I listen to a lot of genres, but it would be hard for me to say that I try to sound like something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would try to extract some groove from a certain style and to apply it to my own material and to try to create something new from this. But
right.
but it's never trying to sound like someone else. That's not the idea. I just, whatever comes out, this is... I hope this is what I am and this is what I enjoy sounding like.
Right.
And I have a hard time defining also when people ask me what kind of music I play. It would be difficult for me to just give it a title or a style. Or I always run into trouble to try and describe it. So just listening to it is probably the best service I
Right, somebody in retrospect can maybe come back to you and say, actually, this reminds me of klezmer music. And
Yeah, you just invented the, Afro-yodel style.
Afro-yodel, I like that.
Yeah.
But the reason that I've asked you this, of course, is because I've asked you to bring some kind of reference to things which have inspired you musically or which you feel connected to musically, and you've chosen two tracks for me, very, very different.
Right.
In style and in content and in length, in fact. And I was very surprised, actually, I must admit, though this music is not foreign to me, but I couldn't have immediately said, this is the music that this person, of course, is inspired by. So why don't you tell me which tracks these are first?
The first one is a piano piece by Maurice Ravel called Forlan. And it's the third piece out of the six pieces called Le Tombeau de Couperin, the grave of Couperin.
Yes.
And it's played, the performance I give here is by Anne Kefelek,
pianist.
And the second track is called On the Beach by Philippe Coran and the Artistic Heritage Ensemble. And
why these tracks? So what is the immediate relation? I'm assuming that you had telling you that you have to bring two or three tracks. You must have gone through hundreds, if not more, of tracks. And
hundreds, that's a little bit too much. But I did try to find a few things that I could say, this really encapsulates something meaningful for me.
Mm.
And the Ravel track, it encapsulates Ravel for me. I think I'm very connected to most of his piano pieces.
Mm.
And this is just a very, a rather short example that I think is very, it really gives the essence of Ravel for me.
Mm-hmm.
Something very, very graceful and very unique at the same time. And I've listened to it from childhood, I guess. And it's one of these, it's one of the composers that I never get tired of.
Mm.
For almost 20 years, I think I never get tired of Ravel.
Mm.
It never sounds to me contrived it's very himself. I don't know. He sounds to me very honest and at the same time not simplistic or anything. His music has, it's just interesting for me, I think. And at the same time, moving. So
that sounds good enough to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Philippe Coran, does he capture the same kind of meaning for you, or is it something completely different?
Well, maybe the last thing, it is moving for me, but that's not maybe why it's here. He has only one album, or he has two albums, but when I first encountered this album from 67, I think, I was pretty amazed that somebody could create something that sounded to me like it really didn't belong to any category. So they put it under African music or jazz music or funk, but it's really none of these.
Mm.
It's a very unique style, and at the same time, good. It's not just unique because it wants to be unique. It's very thoughtful and complete. These are only 6 tracks on the album, but they're very, unfortunately kind of badly recorded.
Mm.
But I still think they're really complete. This particular track, I think, must be the peak of the album, which is also called On the Beach. And what I like about it is the dialogue between all the players that participate in this piece. I really feel how they listen to each other very, very sensitively, and they develop some very unique dialogue throughout this piece. And I'm not familiar with any other piece that sounded to me even remotely the same. They do come from jazz, but this is not jazz.
Hmm. Okay, well, I think we should take a listen. I'm very intrigued anyway. Unfortunately, the second track by Philip Corin, On the Beach, is very long, so we won't be able to hear the whole thing, but...
get the gist of it.
Exactly, and it's out there, so and it's not music that's very difficult to come by, or it's not as difficult as, let's say, your music to come by. So I hope those of you who are interested in it can go out and explore this more. So we're going to listen to Forlan from Tambo de Kumperam. Anka Filek plays the piano on this one, and On the Beach by Philip Corin, an excerpt from that. Philip Corran. Unfortunately, we can't hear this track to its end, though I'd really like to. This was, what was this track called again? It was called On the Beach, of course. Right. Yes, and before that we heard Folan from La Tombeau de Couperin by Ravel. And a very, very compelling performance by Anke Felek, who I think has not received as much, a stage or name for herself as other pianists, but a really compelling performance.
Yeah, I agree. I've never heard about her after this record. So
other than this.
Yeah, I'm sure she records more, but...
Right, so this is an instigation to our listeners to go out there and see if Anke Felek has done anything that's worth notice. What will we be hearing next? Is this music from another film? Or no, we have another collaboration with you before that.
Yeah, that's a collaboration with Yonatan Lev.
Right, who's another Israeli musician.
Right, he's also a multi-talented drummer, guitar player, and producer,
right,
amongst others. And that was also some kind of a jam session in which we, both of us contributed some ideas, and we just had a lot of tracks, a lot of instruments recorded, and both of us edited it differently later on, creating two completely different tracks.
So wait a minute, you've actually recorded stuff together and then each one of you took some of the material, edited it, and combined with...
Right. There was a line, there was a main thing going on, like the drums and the keyboards probably had a complete thing, but the rest was to be edited. And we did very different things eventually, but for me it was, I think, maybe the first serious editing that I did, which was very interesting for me. I should also mention that Michael Guy plays the bass there.
Okay. And how long did this whole process take? The actual recording, editing?
I don't know. Some days. The recording we did overnight.
Mm-hmm.
The editing a few days later.
So real
a week or two. Yeah.
Right. Real studio performance there of night recording and editing in the day. Or...
Yeah. Experiences from too much spare time, I guess.
So, but is this track called Jaffa? Or
no, it doesn't really have a name either. It's
right,
just a reference name, yeah.
Right, a reference for yourself.
Only.
I see. Okay, so this again is a collaboration between Adam Weiser and Yonatan Lev, a multi-instrumentalist and great, great musical talent in his own accord. Let's call it Jaffa, just for now.
Okay. So,
this will be Jaffa, and then... Thank you. So, Jaffa, for the lack of a better name.
Whatever,
by a collaboration between yourself, Adam Weiser, and Jonathan Lev, I should say, who more than anything is a producer, I assume, now, having has his own studio.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right. Multi-instrumentalist as well. Which brings us almost to the conclusion of our program. And now we are indeed going to listen to two more tracks that are a soundtrack again. From which film is this one?
From The Transition.
The Transition.
My latest movie, yeah.
Right. And this is available online. Or am I wrong?
Upon request, I would say.
Yeah. Upon request, okay.
The trailer is there. It's still... it's going to come in a while, yeah.
Okay. So I should see myself as a lucky few...
That's your own decision, yeah.
My perception of things always is that I'm a lucky few, but hey, I live in a world of dreams. This is, would you like to mention, just for the record, the players, something about the film maybe?
The film was done last year in Denmark as well. It was a collaboration with a few people, mainly Nathaniel Finney and Jordi Gunny, Trey Turner and Sebastian Centeret.
Mm-hmm.
All of us participated in writing this this short film.
Mm-hmm.
It just describes the transition from childhood to adolescence in a way, in an allegoric and very surreal way,
mm-hmm.
as if it's some kind of a ceremony and a tradition that is done in society and accepted by everybody. Like marriage or bar mitzvahs or stuff like that.
Right.
The tracks, first the intro track is, it's played also by Jesper Grotje Hansen, who's the bass player in this track.
Please don't expect me to repeat that before the tracks. I'm sorry. No. I'm just going to go give you a cue when you're going to repeat that name. But
yeah, and I'm reading it here too. And one keyboard line was played by Nate Finney as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the last track is, and the rest of the instruments in both tracks I play, yeah.
All right, so a collaboration between many people who are...
who never heard of each other.
But who never, indeed. Interesting. But I think that's something that really brings all of them together, is that there, in some way, there is an affinity between you and them, in the sense that all of them are, well, first of all, friends, but really kind of multitasking people, come from one world, right. Educated in a different world.
Yeah, and we meet where our I don't know, education brings us together, but we cooperate on different terms.
Hmm. Well, I think it's beautiful. Well, I can only end in wishing you the best of luck and success.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
And hopefully we'll be seeing and hearing much more music, many more films. And who knows, maybe there are going to be more avenues in which we can explore this mind, this talent, which is called Adam Weiser. So thank you very much for being on my show.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We will be saying goodbye to you, the listeners, with two tracks from the movie The Transition. Names for the tracks? Probably. I'm asking for too much.
Don't expect me, yeah.
Okay, so two tracks. It's probably, is it an opening and an ending track, if I remember correctly?
The intro and the outro.
Outro. Yeah. So the intro and outro for the movie The Transition by Adam Weiser.
This was an anechoic transmission brought to you by Radio Hamas.